outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli forces battling Hamas Gaza-wide after expanding their ground offensive to the territory's second-largest city.
The heavy fighting further shrinks the area where Palestinians can seek safety and has largely halted the distribution of vital aid. The assault on the south threatens further mass displacement within the besieged coastal enclave, where the UN says some 1.87 million people, over 80% of the population, have already fled their homes. Much of the north, including large parts of Gaza City, has been completely destroyed. Palestinians fear the rest of Gaza could suffer a similar fate as Israel tries to dismantle Hamas, which has deep roots in the territory. It's ruled for 16 years. I'm Charles Diledesma.
President Biden telling Democrat donors he's not sure he'd be running for re-election if Mr. Trump wasn't in the race. Mr. Biden warns that democracy is more at risk in 2024. For his part, former President Trump focusing on the Biden record, soaring inflation and crime, the open southern border, Chinese spy balloon, and bungled Afghanistan withdrawal, among other things. Tonight's fourth GOP presidential candidates debate will be a slimmed-down showdown.
The number of candidates on stage is shrinking, with only Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on stage at the University of Alabama. Former President Trump will again be skipping the event. This is the fourth time the presidential hopefuls are meeting. Two more debates are planned next month ahead of the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. Ron DeRockshire reporting.
The Pacific Northwest has been basking in unseasonably mild temperatures this week, but along with the warmth comes flooding rains, some high water rescues in southwest Washington state. Wall Street, the Dow is up 126 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Injured Police Officers Fund is hosting a candlelight vigil for the two Nevada Highway Patrol troopers who were struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver early last Thursday morning. Well, the two are helping another driver on northbound Interstate 15 near D Street. The vigil is going to be held tonight from 5:30 until 6:30 p.m. at Allegiant Stadium. Everyone is invited to attend and pay their respects. 46-year-old Jamarcus Williams has been arrested and now faces two counts each of DUI resulting in death, reckless driving resulting in death, and failing to stop at the scene of a crash. Williams reportedly has a long history of traffic violations in southern Nevada, including a previous DUI arrest and about a dozen traffic violations since 2007. Durango Resort Casino opened its doors to the public last night to a steady crowd of loyal customers and curious Las Vegans who wanted to see inside the first locals-focused resort since the M Resort opened back in 2009. Red Rock Resort CEO and Chairman Frank Fertitta III said he hoped people would like the company's new approach to luxury offerings and continued focus on service. General Manager there, David Horn, said he expects the casino will have some overlap with the company's flagship property at some 9 miles away, otherwise known as Red Rock Casino. The company still expects that they'll reach a new customer base in the Mountain Roads Ranch area and other new communities south of the Beltway. The only other gaming in a 5-mile radius is restricted to taverns. Take AM 670 KMCQ wherever you go. Go to our website, 670KMCQ.com, and click on that Listen Live button.
Hey, Nevadans, prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free, show your pharmacist your digital card, and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll. Visit ArrayRxCard.com to learn more and sign up today.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Seeing some extra slowing on the east side of the valley. You've got the construction cones on 95 northbound through the Charleston curve. Now an accident being reported on 95 northbound before Charleston. Troubles on the surface streets on the east side, eastern, southbound of Flamingo. That's really jammed up. Most affected is southbound lanes on eastern at Flamingo, but that's causing a big delay in that area. Also still wrapping up one accident, Lake Mead Boulevard and Martin Luther King Boulevard. Clear, cool, and sunny in the Vegas Valley today with highs that barely hit 70 degrees this afternoon. We're at 48 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce right. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots? In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. We are talking about the atrocities that have been happening in Israel that were a part of the October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel. It is incredible, the stories that are leaking out now, and they are becoming mainstream. The question is, why are many feminist organizations, and I'm talking about the usual suspects, like Planned Parenthood and others like that, why are they uniquely silent on this issue? Where is the condemnation? Where is the moral outrage? Joining us now, Edward Bartlett. He is the president of DAVIA, Domestic Abuse and Violence International Alliance, and he joins us. Edward, thanks so much for taking time out of a busy schedule. Really appreciate having you on.
Hey, great to be with you, Kevin.
Let's first of all begin with the reaction of the world before we get to the reaction of organizations within the United States. Has there been a world condemnation of what happened October 7th?
Well, yes and no. So let's get real specific here. UN Women, United Nations Women, they have been utterly silent on the mass rapes that occurred on October the 7th. Other feminist organizations, I'll just mention a couple names, the Feminist Majority Foundation, Equality Now, the list goes on and on and on. I'm not going to bore you with all of them, but it is stunning the silence of the feminist organizations, both in the U.S. and internationally.
Now, the UN Women issued what could at best be termed a bland statement on the situation. Numerous other feminist groups did the same thing. What seems to be the strategy here? Are they simply refusing to attack Hamas?
Well, yes, you're getting at it. And let's understand exactly what's going on here, Kevin. So we have Marxist ideology writ large at the United Nations. Why do I say Marxist ideology? Because Marxism is all about classifying and categorizing people into two groups. Either you're an oppressor or you are the oppressed, okay? So it's not just, the capitalist versus the worker. Marxist ideology goes beyond that. So in the case of Israel, Israel has been classified under Marxist ideology as colonizers and occupiers of Palestine. Now, keep in mind, Jews have been in the Holy Land since 1200 BC. So can somebody explain to me how a group that's been there for literally over 2,000 years, how they are being defined as occupiers?
Again, joining us, Edward Bartlett from DAVIA, Domestic Abuse and Violence International Alliance. What does your organization do? What is DAVIA?
DAVIA stands for Domestic Abuse and Violence International Alliance, and our primary focus is domestic violence because we know that women commit domestic violence just as often as men. You may recall the story of Britney Spears, who just a few months ago was reported to have repeatedly attacked her husband as he slept in California. So, you know, that's not an aberration. That's common. So our main focus has been domestic violence, but obviously sexual assault is a key issue here, and we're working for fairness for all. So simply, whitewashing the mass rapes of Israeli women is just utterly unfair, and again exposes the huge bias at the United Nations.
And I'm curious, we in the United States think we are, I guess, enlightened, if you will, when it comes to matters like this. But yet we see these major organizations here in America, Planned Parenthood at the top of the list, and a whole bunch of other organizations uniquely silent. They're being called out now. Has there been any reaction from any of these groups, kind of a Me Too a sort of pronouncement?
Well, yes, there has, Kevin. So as a result of this, and you mentioned the statement from UN Women, that was issued just a few days after October the 7th, there's been just an enormous outcry, especially from Israeli Jewish women. They actually held a demonstration on Monday of this week right there in front of the United Nations saying, this is bizarre and it's unfair. So finally the UN Women yielded to the pressure, and they actually issued a new statement just last Friday, finally using the R word, the rape word. So, yeah, I guess that's a little bit of progress.
Any reason why these organizations that are obviously, they consider themselves enlightened, a lot of these organizations were uniquely silent. Why did they do this?
Well, they've just fallen into lockstep with the feminist Marxist ideology, which is, again, we're going to just classify the world into oppressors and the oppressed. Of course, men are in that group of these putative oppressors of women, but that's another conversation. So anyway, the Israelis have been, classified as colonizers, and so they, according to Marxist ideology, they're just not worthy of sympathy or concern.
There are still many, many women who are being held captive. They were kidnapped on October 7th, and they are in, under the control of Hamas. Is there any doubt that there are still sexual atrocities that are going on right now, today, in Israel?
You know, Kevin, I don't think we just know the answer to that question. There's so much we don't know. Hopefully we'll find out sooner rather than later, but the stories that keep coming out are so horrendous, they just almost defy comprehension to hear these, what's been happening in Israel, and in particular in the Gaza Strip.
What is it that Davia is working towards? Is there anything that the Davia and other organizations like that can do to bring this to a halt?
Well, we've actually been leading the charge. We issued one of the very first press releases, literally just days after UN Women issued its really, you know, harmful press release or statement. So yeah, we've been leading the effort. We issue press releases, and we send them to literally thousands of lawmakers around the world, and of course to the United Nations. So yeah, I think it's fair to say we've had an impact on public awareness of this atrocity.
Edward, how can folks find out more about Davia and the great work you're doing relative to these subjects?
So I'll give you our website address. It's I'll say it twice. End to as in T-O, end to DV as in domestic violence .org. Again, end to DV .org.
Edward, thanks for so much for fighting the good fight. I know we're going to keep on top of this subject, and we're going to learn. We're certainly going to make sure that folks don't remain silent on this subject. This is something that we all need to be talking about. Edward, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Kevin.
Edward Bartlett, the president of Davia, Domestic Abuse and Violence International Alliance. Google it. Find out more about it. Don't remain silent. Stay with us. We're going to say hello to an old friend coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 402-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Andy Vieira is taking a couple of days off. And it is so good to have my friend, gentleman Jim Dallas, and my former producer in afternoons here on the radio station, coming in early and being a part of our show this morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Jim Dallas, how you been, my friend?
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Yeah, my alarm went off at 3:55 a.m. today. that's the earliest I think I've ever gotten up.
Welcome to Morning Drive. I just absolutely love that. I wanted to touch base with you, not just because I love you and you're wonderful, and you really helped the show when we came to the radio station. And you've been very much a part of it. Good to have you back, if only for a couple of days.
Sure.
I got to ask you, though, about this Station Durango thing. I was out last night, and a young woman was sitting at the bar, and we were talking. And it turns out she was over at Durango Station, and she left. It was so busy, it was so packed, it was so crowded that she left and went to Red Rock. So she kept it in the family, I guess, and that's kind of a good thing. What do we know? I mean, they had fireworks last night. They had all kinds of stuff. This celebration, I think, is going to go on for a while.
I think it is, and they were so excited last night. Apparently, the doors opened even a half hour early. They were supposed to open up at 10 p.m., actually 10 a.m., and they opened at 9:30. A half hour earlier than anticipated, so there were a lot of people hooting and hollering and ready to maybe win some money. But I had a friend that had the same situation. It was so packed over there, they couldn't find a parking space. So they said, hey, why don't we just go to Red Rock? Because Red Rock is, what, some 9 miles away. But back to Durango Station, Kevin, there's a real void. Or there was until this opened yesterday in that part of the valley. And I believe you're kind of in that area out there as well.
I live 10 minutes from there.
Well, apparently in that area, there's really no hotel casino. So this is going to fill that void. And there's really like a 5 mile radius in the Southwest Valley that doesn't have any gaming at all. Other than the small taverns. So
yeah.
If you're into that kind of thing, that's fine. But if you want a full experience. They have a bowling alley there. They also have a movie theater. So it's the typical locals kind of place that they think that they're going to fill that void from that part of town.
Wow. I've got to ask you, because you and I have had great debates in the AFC when we come to the National Football League. You're, of course, a Cincinnati Bengals fan. I'm a big Chiefs fan. And we both had some disappointments this year.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the lowdown on what's happening with the Bengals.
Well, if you saw the Monday Night Football game, it gave Bengals fans a little bit of hope, because Jake Browning, who was a standout at Washington, University of Washington, which is in the football playoffs this year, by the way, his former team, he's been on the Minnesota practice squad. He's also been on the Bengals practice squad for the past couple of years. He's never really gotten a chance. All we see of Jake Browning is in the preseason games. And, of course, that's against second stringers and people who aren't going to make the team. So you really don't know until they get out there against the first string. And we saw that against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Monday, Kevin. And I got to tell you, I'm really pleased with the way he played. The first game against Pittsburgh didn't look good at all. And I think the coach was trying to protect him a little too much and hoping to not put him in bad situations. But what happened on Monday night was very encouraging. They're still alive. They're 6-6. But you got to figure, without your franchise quarterback, Joe Burrow, you're probably not going to make a run in the playoffs. But it would be something if Jake Browning can continue to win a couple of games and really maybe find himself a niche and maybe be a career backup to Joe Burrow for a few years.
I tell you, he looked really, really good the other night. I was duly impressed. And again, I did not, other than the fact that he was a former, what we used to call UW, University of Washington product, I really wasn't aware of him until I saw him the other night. And I thought, gosh, this guy looks good.
He has looked good in the past two preseasons. And again, that's all we've seen of him. And he's been mainly on the practice squad. So there's so much talent out there, but only a few guys can actually get that chance. And now he's gotten his chance, and hopefully he can take it to the next level. And who knows? I mean, maybe he could do so well that maybe he could be a starter in this league. But that's a long way down the road.
And now the question is, what about the Kansas City Chiefs? The Chiefs did not look all that good the other day. Sad but true. And now the question is there going to be anybody in the AFC West that's going to challenge the Chiefs for dominance? They're backing in, so to speak, right now.
I have to agree with you. We're used to seeing Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the team. The wide receiver position, I think, is weak right now, but that's what happens when you pay $50 million to a quarterback, and that's what the Bengals are suffering from right now, too. So there's a lot of teams out there in the same situation, and you just need to find the talent, identify who you want, and target them in the draft, and hopefully they work out, because the rookie contracts, that's what really the people who or the teams that compete for the Super Bowl, that's where they come from. They come from mainly quarterbacks, which are on their rookie contract. So we'll see what happens. But, hey, Mahomes did it last year. Maybe he'll do it again.
Gentlemen, Jim, it is always good to see you, and it's great to have you with us this morning. You're going to be with us for the next couple of days, and then Andy comes back on Monday. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
You bet, my friend.
There you go, Gentleman Jim Dallas. Coming up, we're going to introduce you to two terms I'll bet you have not heard of when it comes to the long life era community. One is lifespan, and the other one is health span. Joining us in just a couple minutes, Marla Letitia, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby, and we'll ask her to define those two terms. And is there a parallel? Is there something that ties those two together? We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights have had a lot of road games recently, 8 of their last 11 games, actually, and they're heading back out on the road for 2 more. The Stanley Cup champs are in St. Louis tonight. Puck drops at 6 o'clock. The Raiders have lost 2 in a row and are...